The almost year-long civil war in Ethiopia is intensifying. The government is bombing targets in the rebel capital, and its soldiers are engaged in a bloody battle over two strategic towns. NPR's Eder Peralta is one of the few journalists near the front lines, and he sends us this report.
When we first drive into the town of Kombolcha, we see four trucks jam-packed with hundreds of militia members. They're headed to the front lines armed with whatever they can find. Machetes, axes, spears, sticks. The signs of war are everywhere here in the Amhara region of Ethiopia. Men walk around with rifles. There are ambulances shuttling the injured. Every once in a while, you feel the low rumble of artillery. People fleeing the violence are sleeping on sidewalks, resting underneath trees. I find Mohamed Singa Sehu and Iman Fanta in a school that is now converted into a camp for displaced people.
In his village, many houses have burned.
They say the rebels stole their clothes, and amid the fighting, most houses were burnt. They fled through treacherous mountain terrain, and now they are afraid that the fighting could follow them here.
Us? We don't know. We don't know the place, we don't know anybody. So we'll remain here and we don't know whether they could kill us or not.
Maybe, they say, this is where they all die. These two adjacent towns, Kombolcha and Desi, are of both strategic and symbolic importance in this war. The government has spent the past few months bolstering its military, training hundreds of thousands of new recruits, signing arms deals with other countries, and signaling that it would soon push the rebels out of neighboring states. But as we drive to Desi, owners are closing stores, residents are making long lines at ATMs, buses are jam-packed with people. The word is that the rebels are advancing and it's time to leave. Isman Selasewat is walking fast across downtown. He says the price for a bus ticket has skyrocketed, but he has nowhere to go.
Where should I go?
Another passerby cuts in. He will not leave, he says. He will die here if he has to. We drive out of downtown and up a mountain to another school that has turned into a camp for displaced people. The man who used to be the principal is now running the place, and as some of his fellow citizens flee, he is worried about the things that the almost 2,000 refugees at this school desperately need.
A shortage of water, a shortage of food, and there are a crowded in the classroom.
There is little food, little water. People are sleeping outside. As we talk, Haymanut, a young woman, walks in with her 2-year-old son. He's crying, she's crying. Amid artillery fire in her village, she fled. In the middle of the jungle, she says, a rebel soldier raped her. She halts. Her words become a whisper. The world is closing in.
She is saying it's up to God.
God, she says, is the only one who knows what happens next. Eder Peralta, NPR News, Desi, near the front lines of the Ethiopian civil war.